Good morning. It's 9 o'clock in Barbados and across the Eastern Caribbean. The next 15 minutes brought to you by Co-operators General Insurance.
What makes an insurance company stand tall above the rest? Is it the affordable premiums, flexible payment plans, or multiple locations to serve you better? Is it because it's locally owned by the credit union movement? Is it the 24-hour emergency roadside assistance or prompt settlement of claims? Or is it the long-standing pledge of community involvement and friendship? Welcome to Co-operators General Insurance. Insurance the way you want it to be. We can help.
Well, in the studio this morning, I have two special guests with me. And it is the CEO of Co-operators General Insurance, Mr. Anton Lovell. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Carol.
And Mr. Leon Blades, he's a retired assistant superintendent of the Barbados Police Force, at that time service now, and the author of the book, hold it up for me, sir, let me make sure I get the book right, Avoiding Collisions in Barbados. So we'll be hearing a lot, co-writing it with Mark R. Corbin as well, two authors, Avoiding Collisions in Barbados. So, Mr. Lovell, let's jump straight into it and look at this. Tell me what this series, because it is a series.
Yes, it is.
What we're going to be focusing on. I think Mr. Blades is a good indication of what we'll be focusing on. But tell us.
Yes. Again, it's good to finally meet you, and a good morning to the listening public. Given the high frequency of road traffic accidents occurring daily on our roads, Co-operators General Insurance thought it best to bring to the public's attention those frequently cause accidents and allow experts like retired Assistant Superintendent Blades, who specialize really in the field of road safety, to educate drivers on the reasons why these accidents are caused and inform drivers what measures can be taken to prevent themselves from being involved in what can be considered simple, avoidable accidents. Mm. You would not believe it, but there is an average of over 20 traffic accidents which occur daily on our roads. Daily on our roads. So our invited experts will illustrate why these accidents do occur and educate drivers on the actions which should be adopted to avoid accidents. So every Wednesday at this time for the next 12 weeks, we will deal with one such occurrence. The first one we have to deal with is rearing collisions. In fact, what's interesting this morning, me and Mr. Blaze was coming down Lower Common Rock, mm-hmm. and we actually passed a rearing collision.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Wow.
So he would clearly state why there are so many rearing collisions and what can be done by drivers to prevent these accidents.
Okay. All right, so VOB family, you can also send me WhatsApp messages, 266-4862, just in case you hear something you need some clarification on, or you probably something that you want Co-operators General Insurance to look at during this series, because it is a series, and sometimes, you know, there are things that you may really want more information on. Already somebody is asking if that book is available online, but we'll see. Maybe you have to get your hard copy of the book. So, Mr. Blades, looking at rear-end collisions today. So tell us a little bit about that and why they're caused and how we can look at avoiding rear-end collisions.
Okay, thank you for having me, Co-operator General and VOB and the VOB family. I wanted to do this ever since. Now, I think that it's important for us to look at some statistics to go before we go forward. I'm just looking at our local situation in Barbados for the traffic statistics compiled by the police force for 2018, 2019, 2020, and 2021. Inattentiveness or distracted driving, that has been playing the number one cause of most collisions, the statistics compiled with police. And there's no doubt that also Co-operators General had that as one of their main causes, the aspect of collisions mainly distracted driving. And importantly enough, they look at wearing collisions. I've noted it, also I have it noted in my book, Avoiding Collisions in Barbados.
So the main cause, it seems like, where rear end collisions concerned, inattentiveness, you're not paying attention, or you're distracted while driving.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And this is all the studies that we're looking at, some studies in US, and looking at in Miami, rear end collisions are among the most common types of car accidents in the United States. 1/3 of traffic accidents in 2019 involved rear end collisions. Between 2012 and 2015, nearly 1/2 of all two-wheel accidents were rear end collisions. Most of these causing deaths in the US, but not so. Unfortunately, we all have our statistics in Barbados to see how many would have caused deaths. Mm. But these are the most common causes of rear end collisions are driving negligence.
Okay.
Common causes of distracted driving, driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, fatigue or drowsy driving, speeding, following too closely, which we call tailgating, aggressive driving, and people not complying with road signals. Important enough to note is that we look at tailgating. Tailgate is one of those where people drive far too close behind the other driver. Does not give themselves a chance for any mistakes, and you follow too closely. When I look, in my years of policing and looking at collisions, we find that more often than not, the following vehicle is the vehicle which is mostly at fault. Mm-hmm. Because a reason for that is that if you can increase your following distance, you can prevent, you can got time to react.
If
the driver stops suddenly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because things do happen on the road. A child could be playing. How often has that happened where children are playing football, the ball rolls out in the road, and our instinct is if there's a ball, there's a child, so brake. Right. And if you're following too close behind, bam.
But that, it comes with training. Mm. The question is whether when you were learning to drive, all of that was taught to you, if you really realize that. So the whole thing of safety on the road is a wider picture, because what you brought in just now about the ball is not really part of what I thought of road safety or distracted driving, but it's a fact, because the driver who's not paying attention, if he's not paying enough attention, so he's distracted because he's using a cell phone. He's distracted because he's changing from one station to the next. He's distracted because he's trying to get fit in the glove for an apartment. He's distracted because of the child in the vehicle. All of those things are distracting the driver from paying attention to the driving. And in my view, and in most others' view, even just speaking to Mr. Antonio earlier this morning, that driving is a full-time occupation, and it must be seen as that. You have to pay 100% attention to the road when you're driving. If you don't do that, you will find that you will cause collisions. So the driver who driving and being distracted, you see lovely ladies at the side of the road, or the handsome gentlemen at the side of the road, and somebody that looked familiar, that they didn't see for a long time.
That's so true. That has happened to me.
Those things cause you to look off the road.
Yes.
Those things cause you to look off the road.
That has happened to me.
Really? And when you look off the road, and if the driver in front stops, you did not see when he stopped. It's a problem.
Wow. Yeah,
wow. Mr. Nolly, he didn't even mention, there's another incident that we saw this morning, where we came around called a rock there, and the guy was going down to Nelson Street. When do you signal? From the time you come around the roundabout and you intend to turn off, put on their indicator. But he didn't put on the indicator, he put on his hand when he stopped. So some people put on their indicator when they stop. When do you do these things? So it goes back to training or driver education, which is important. If you do these things in a timely manner, you can communicate effectively.
I just wanted to add that accidents reported to us, everybody seems to say the person in front stopped suddenly, But all the reasons just now that a former superintendent raised just now are, in fact, the reasons why they do rear-end the vehicle in front. As I said, inattentiveness, destructive driving. But again, reported to us, the person in front stopped suddenly. But it's not always the case.
Wow. And trying to prove that too, especially in a rear-end collision, can be very difficult unless you have some kind of camera or something. I don't know. But you stated inattentiveness. I just want to go over some of the reasons that cause rear-end collisions that we really need to be conscious of. Inattentiveness, so depending, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're doing something else. Driving is all you should be doing. Distracted driving, same thing, basically. Drug or alcohol use. You know, you're kind of intoxicated and you're driving and you're not really aware. You don't have all of your senses. Your senses aren't as sharp. Speeding, an obvious one. You're going too fast. Fatigue, you're tired. Mm-hmm. And tailgating, you just have this habit of driving too close to people. Sometimes, I must admit, Mr. Blades, that is one of the most uncomfortable feelings as a driver, where you look in your rearview mirror and you realize there is someone who, for no reason whatsoever, is right on you. That's very uncomfortable.
You see, the thing about that is that it does not give the person behind a time to react or time to stop safely. Because in driver training, we think in terms of giving you enough room to see and to react. If you can't see, you're just reacting. So it's important. When I look at that, drivers have a duty to maintain a safe distance from the vehicle in front of them, to allow for sudden stopping. Mm-hmm. They also have a duty to focus on the road ahead, so that they can stop safely. So apart from following, when you stop, and I will even estimate that if you're stopping in behind a following vehicle, you should at least see the tire behind the vehicle. If you stop in the line of traffic, you should be able to see the tire on the road. Or if you don't see the tire road, you should at least see the rear number plate. If you can see it in a saloon car, you're about 6 feet away. So you have a chance that in paying attention, that in case the driver runs back, you can toot your horn and alert the person that they're running back. Another case in point where they do have rear-end collisions is at roundabouts.
Yep.
You come to the junction, you come to the give way sign, you're the second vehicle. But rather than concentrate on the vehicle ahead of you, you're concentrating on the vehicle that's entering the roundabout. It is not your time yet. So wow. What you should do is wait until the vehicle gets, wait until you get to the line and then make those decisions.
I've seen it happen.
Because And another thing, people are even changing the lanes in the roundabout. You don't do those things. Mm-hmm. All it comes with driver education. So driver education is so important. But
we're going to wrap up shortly because there's so much to say. Yes,
there's so much to say.
Yes.
So when you come to the roundabout, and you see when you get behind the driver, my advice would be, wait until you get to the line and make the decision that you want to make from two or three vehicles back.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Retired Assistant Superintendent of Police Leon Blades sharing his expertise. Also has the book, How to Avoid Collisions. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Lovell, 30 seconds just to wrap up on your part.
No, but it's all good information that Mr. Blades mentioned just now. And we are hoping that over the series, the 12 series, persons listen, appreciate what is being said, and what we are hoping is that the collisions in Barbados would reduce, because there are far too many, far too many. So as I said, we thought it best to bring this program to the public and hope that we could all drive on the roads safely from moving forward.
Yes, start from now. Thank you so much, gentlemen. And of course, the final word with Anton Neville. He is the CEO of Cooperators General Insurance. Good morning.
What makes an insurance company stand tall above the rest? Is it the affordable premiums, flexible payment plans, or multiple locations to serve you better? Is it because it's locally owned by the credit union movement? Is it the 24-hour emergency roadside assistance or prompt settlement of claims? Or is it the long-standing pledge of community involvement and friendship? Welcome to Co-Operators General Insurance. Insurance the way you want it to be. We can help.